Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. Okay. Now this guy, he is a French guy, and he wasn't, he's not a Muslim when he authored this book. It's called The Bible, The Quran, and Science. It's examining the statements, the scientific statements in the Quran and in the Bible, and tries to see if they fit with the current scientific discoveries or not. Okay, so he's the first one who started this topic. Okay, let's go on.
His name is Maurice Boucaille.
Maurice Boucaille, yeah?
Boucaille.
Now, we talked about this before. Basically, what it says that it has this thing here, and this is the mountain. All ancient dictionaries and books define the mountains as a pile of rocks on the earth. But this is not a pile of rock. This is like a tooth kind of thing. It has roots. So the wood you see on the top of the ground, you see only 2/3 of that mountain. The other 1/3 is under the ground. Okay? So that means, and what's the purpose of that? The purpose of that is to stabilize the earth crust. Let's move to the next one. So, actually, can you pause again? That's fine. So, this is what happened. This mountain is pushing in, and the earth lava is pushing up. So, in and up.
Volcano.
Huh? I'm talking about under the mountain. Under the mountain is pushing down, the earth lava is pushing up. They both hold, like up. Down, they both hold the earth crust so it doesn't shake.
No, the forces equal out. There's an equal amount of force pushing down from the mountain, and then the force the magma pushes up. They're both equal, creating a stability, so the mountain stays in place and doesn't move.
Exactly, and the earth crust doesn't move. Now, so we have the shape of the mountain, and we have the function of the mountain. In the Quran, in 9 different places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the shape of the mountain and the role of the mountain. That the shape is, can you see this down there?
Where continents are thicker as in mountain ranges, the crust sinks deeper into the mantle. Reference, General Science, Carolyn Sheets, Robert Gardner, okay, that's good. Samuel F. However, Allen and Bacon incorporated Newton, Massachusetts, 1985, S305. The role of the mountains is pointed out by a comparison with pegs.
It was not, however, Samuel F. Howey.
Okay, what I'm trying to say here, what I'm trying to say here is Professor Muhammad ibn Abdullah, our prophet, knew this information. Remember that we're talking about a guy who didn't know how to read or to write. And never knew how to read or to write. He never knew how to spell his name. We are talking about in the middle of Arabia, where there were no libraries. There was only sand. And, you know, people had no civilization. If it was the Greeks' civilization, if it was the Greeks' empire, yes. Yes. If it was the Greeks' empire, if it was the Greeks' empire, you would say, wait a minute. The Greeks have civilization and philosophy. How do we know that this is Quran? So Allah chose the Arab because they had no prior civilization, they had no philosophy. So when the Quran talks about something, you're sure it's not mixed with any philosophy. Why? Because there were no philosophy in the Arabian Peninsula. Okay? So now, somebody might say, why Muhammad somehow figured out these scientific facts and put it in the Quran? The answer is, if he was trying to wow who? Who would appreciate this at the time of Prophet Muhammad? Nobody, right? There was no science. People wouldn't understand. Actually, these kind of things would have turned people away because it's too difficult for them to comprehend and understand. Okay? So obviously Allah intended us by these scientific statements, Allah intended us. coming 1400 years afterwards, okay, and finding out that the Quran has scientific facts that were not known 1400 years ago. So the Prophet was trying to impress who by putting this? At his time, nobody would be impressed, right? Actually, people would be confused if they see these things at that time. But Allah made it to be for the people who come afterwards. Zainab, can you move? Okay, now what happens is this is how the lava flows. When it goes up, it cools down, so it goes down. It heats up, then it goes up. It becomes cold, then it goes down, because cold is heavy, hot is light. So cold goes down, heat goes up. Like in the winter, if you have your AC on, you see that if you have your heater on, you see that the hot air is on the bottom. But in the summer, if you put your AC on, you see the cold air is in the bottom. Okay? Did I say this right? Okay. So now this is how the earth mantle, this is how the lava flows. If you don't have mountains, it's going to shake. This is going to shake. Also, there is something called subduction zones, where one plate, you know, theory of tectonic plates, where the earth is broken into plates. Can you move on?
Subduction. Sub means to go under. Basically, it's when the tectonic plates go under each other.
Exactly. Like this. Okay? So nobody knew at this time that when this is a plate for the ocean, this is the ocean plate, and this is the ground plate or the earth crust, and apparently it moves. So this one is moving down, and this area is decreasing. And this area is decreasing. This is the shoreline. So this area is decreasing with time. So this land is decreasing with time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here that, can you read please, Zainab? Can you read this?
And he has set upon the earth mountains standing from, lest it should shake with you, and rivers and roads, that you may guide yourselves. And then just this word in the Quran.
The ayat in the Quran.
The Quran.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. These will be on the side. So can you move on? So if you look at the earth, okay, the subduction zone, again, this is going under this. So the earth is decreasing. The earth is decreasing because the earth plate keeps moving under the ocean plate. So this is an ocean, this is an earth. One is going down, so the area here is decreasing. So that one's mentioned in the Quran. Okay, can you read this, Daniel?
Don't they see that we gradually reduce the land from its outlying boundaries? For God commands,
see?
Does man to put back his command.
Decreasing the land from its outlying boundaries. You see how? How the land is decreasing? Now, I grew up as a Muslim. Okay, and I went, I memorized the Quran. But the one that made me a true believer, the one that makes me have absolutely no doubt about Islam, the one that made me take Islam seriously is some scientific miracles. When I prepared these scientific miracles, I was impressed. It left me no room for any doubt at all that the Quran is true and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a true messenger. So that removed all the doubts. I mean, there is no way 1400 years ago anybody knew these things or cared about them even. Nobody would care about the science, and nobody would, probably the companions would just read it and go on. It would be confusing for anybody to learn about these things in the Quran at that time. So Allah knew that there would be people coming, like in our generation, where science we're living in a scientific advanced time, era, and these scientific facts are discovered. Okay? Okay. So, can you read? Yeah.
Okay. Indeed, we gave the good of this life to these men and their fathers until the period grew long for them. Don't they see our ability in reducing the land from its outlying borders? Is it then they who will win?
See? Allah's mentioning His greatness. I am the one who's doing that. This is how powerful I am. Would they be able to overcome me? Or who is going to be the winner? Go ahead. Stop. So these are the blades. These are the blades. This is how the earth surface is broken into plates. Okay? This is called theory of tectonic plates. Theory of tectonic plates, nobody knew anything about it at the time of the Prophet. This is a brand new product, knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about it. These plates, subduction zone, plates is going under the other, land is decreasing from outlying boundaries, mountains is stabilizing the earth crust, mountains that look like pigs, mountains that have roots. All of these things, who would know about them at this time? Go ahead. This was a very heart touching for me. I cried so much when I found these facts and I was preparing them. Okay, darkness in the ocean and seas. You know, when you go down in the ocean, light decreases gradually, 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 until you reach to a level, it's absolute darkness. There is absolutely no kind of light in there. Complete darkness. Do we know that at the bottom of the oceans? We have no idea. We couldn't reach to the bottom of the oceans, to all of it. Because so deep, the submarine, okay, submarines, every time you go down, you get more pressure because of the water. You reach to a level where the submarine is going to crush. It's going to crumble like a piece of paper under pressure. So this is where you stop. You can't go any further unless you have a death wish. That your submarine will crumble like this. Is the crumble the right word?
How do fish survive that type of pressure?
The fish down there have evolved over time to withstand it, meaning that they can only live there. If they went up
to higher water,
then they'll explode.
And the other way around. If they went down, they'd be squished. SubhanAllah, who made it that way? When we go, look, read, Zain.
The darkness in deep seas and oceans is is found around a depth of 200 meters and below. At this depth, there is almost no light. Below a depth of 1,000 meters, there is no light at all.
Come here.
Okay.
Yeah. How about the second part?
Has the darkness of a deep sea, which is covered by waves above, which are waves above, which are clouds, layers of darkness, once upon the other. If he puts out his hand, he cannot see it.
See, that's the ayah in the Quran. Allah talks about the darkness. It is so dark that when you stick your hand out, you can't see it. This is how dark it is. You can't see your own hand. Who knew this at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Let's move on. Okay, suppose. Now, I talked to you about this before. If you mix oil and water, can they mix?
No.
No, because they have different properties. Same thing, the properties of the Red Sea water is different than the properties of the Indian Ocean. They have different temperature, they have different concentration of salt.
What if they collide? Aren't they connected? So if they collide...
Exactly, just like the oil and the water. Is it possible for them to mix? Even though
there's a place where they stop?
Yes, exactly. There's a place. What happened is that there was a research... That was in the 90s.
There's a ship, though. They can...
Yeah, the ship has no problem. The ship will just go like this.
Can you feel like different current?
No, they don't feel much because unless I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. This was in 1970s, I think.
1972.
They had a ship, research ship, sailing down in the Red Sea, taking samples.
He told me about
it. Yeah, They're taking samples. And then suddenly, the temperature, the water temperature, the marine, the concentration of salt and the other minerals suddenly change. It's just like once they cross this boundary, they change. So they checked their equipment. The equipment was working just fine. So they went back and measured. They found the same properties that they have. So this is A and this is B. They took at A and then went at B, found it different. So went back into A, they found it like they had before. Went back into B, they confirmed what they had before. So they kept doing that, and between A and B, up and down, until they were able to locate that surface. It's a barrier, okay? It's a barrier so that they don't intermingle, just like oil and water. Go ahead, Zainab.
Read.
The property of the seas that they come together yet do not mingle with one another at all has only very recently been discovered by oceanographers. Because of the physical force called surface tension, the waters of neighboring seas do not mix. Caused by the difference in the density of their waters, surface tension prevents them from mingling with one another, just as if a thin wall were between them.
Just like what? Read the verse.
There are large waves, strong currents, and tides in the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. Mediterranean seawater enters the Atlantic by Gibraltar?
Yeah, Gibraltar.
Gibraltar. But their temperature, salinity, and densities do not change. Because all of the barrier that separates them, there are large waves, strong currents, and tides in the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. Mediterranean seawater enters the Atlantic by Gibraltar, but there always then repeats. Okay.
Does it say the ayah in the Quran?
No.
Okay, go ahead. It's coming in the next one.
Okay.
Let's see where the Quran says that. Go ahead, stop.
There.
Mm-hmm.
He has let loose the two seas, converging together. With a barrier between them, they do not break through.
Do you understand? Are you appreciating what you're hearing? Do you believe what you're hearing? This is 1400 years ago, huh?
It is he who has left free the two bodies of flowing water, one palatable and sweet, and the other salt.
Now, this one is about the river and the sea. So the river and the sea has a barrier, so the river stays sweet and the sea stays sour.
Salty.
It's salty, okay? So that's not two seas. That's one sweet and one sour. Go ahead.
Then has he made a barrier between them, partition that is forbidden to be passed.
Now this one was about two seas, and this one, is about two seas.
He has made the earth firm to live on, made rivers in it, set thereon mountains to stabilize it, and made a separating barrier between the two bodies of flowing water. Can there be another God besides Allah?
Of course not.
Most of them know not.
Of course not. Of course
nay.
Not.
Nay.
Go ahead, Zainab.
No, in Britain.
This is like a Shakespeare kind of English translation of the Quran. Do you have any doubts after that in the Quran? Okay. When you climb... Hello? When you climb up in the sky, what happens to the oxygen when you climb a mountain?
It decreases.
Decreases. And what happens to your ability to breathe?
It gets smaller. Like in the, I watched a movie about Everest, they had to have gas tanks when they got to the top because it's this small, thin layer of oxygen.
Yeah, that's right. And this is mentioned in the Quran. So read this.
As you fly higher, air has less and less oxygen, and breathing gets more difficult. You may feel that your breast is constrained. That chest.
Continue.
And those whom God wants to...
That's the Quran says that.
He makes their breasts close and constricted, as if they had to climb up the skies.
See?
This is the penalty of those who refuse to believe.
So Allah makes their chest what?
Breast.
Huh? Can you read the verse again?
Mm-hmm. He makes their chest close and constricted.
Chest close and constricted. It's like as though they are what? Huh, Zainab?
Climbing the sky.
So people didn't know about that at the time of the Prophet. Especially the Arabian Peninsula doesn't have any mountains. It's not Himalaya. Okay, Arabian Peninsula, the biggest mountain is just like not very tall.
Oh.
Okay. And he, subhanAllah, he, the Quran knew about that. Go ahead.
That's the old days, how they used to say chess.
Okay, now this one, remember when I told you guys, once your brain is dead, you can't lie anymore? Because lying requires a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
This is why when you go to the grave and you're asked the three questions, you can't lie. Why? Because this is dead. Yeah. You don't have this brain.
But is it
you can't formulate lies.
Telling the truth is gives a lot of work too.
No. Telling the truth will never conflict because the truth doesn't conflict with each other. For example, Zainab is here or not here? She's here.
She is.
Okay, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't say Zainab is in room number 2. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Okay? So I say Zainab was in room number 2. That's a lie. Zainab was in the room number 4. So the truth always, you cannot conflict yourself with the truth. If you're saying the truth, you cannot conflict with yourself. So you say, I was in room number 4. But you lie. You say, I was room number 2. And then Brother Ali was. Hold on. Here's a conflict. Brother Ali is in room number 4. How come you're saying that he's in room number 2? You understand? When you lie, you better have good memory and a lot of thinking.
You can never get away with it.
Okay, you can, but you better have a good memory and good plan and make a believable story. It takes a lot of thinking.
You'll come back and you remember.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Okay, do you understand? So, they put sensors on the brain.
Yeah.
Are you looking at this?
Yeah, I think so.
They put sensors in the brain and let someone make wicked planning. Wicked planning and wicked thinking. Okay? Wicked planning and wicked thinking. They found that the part that's very active when they do the wicked planning is which one? Is the one here. under this, the front part. Okay? The front part. Okay? Read Zain.
The motivation and the foresight to plan and initiate movements occur in the anterior portion of the frontal lobe, the prefrontal area. This is a region of association cortex.
Go ahead.
Its involvement in motivation, the prefrontal area, is also thought to be the functional center for aggression. No, indeed, this is the Quran verse. If he does not.
No, the Quran says that.
We will grab him by the forelock.
Yeah, the forelock.
Forelock.
Yeah, this is the forelock.
Lying, sinful, yeah, forelock.
See? Lying, sinful, what?
Forelock.
Forelock. So lying, sinful, forelock, because lying and. As it's coming from here.
How about the blue, the back?
The back, yeah, that's the back. The blue and the pink are the back.
Oh, this is the back. Sorry, so this is the front, right?
No,
am I wrong?
Pink is the front.
Pink of the front, yeah.
Yeah, I think the pink is the front.
Yeah,
okay. So, so now, when you die, there is be no brain. No brain.
Yeah.
You can't lie anymore. You're not able to.
Then how can you think?
You can't fake. That's it. You're done with. You can't lie.
How can you think?
Your soul doesn't think. Your soul is going
How can you tell the truth if you don't have a brain?
Your soul is going to say the truth, okay, as it is. No thinking. The facts are going to be there.
Oh, okay.
So only the facts, the soul will reveal the facts.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay? You can't change them. Whatever is there, the soul is revealing them. It's just like, think of it like visible, like transparent glass. Whatever is behind, you can see it. There is nothing to hide and manipulate facts. Go on. Go on next.
That's all to the sex of the baby?
Gender.
No. Yeah, the gender of the baby. So, can you read, Zainab?
Until fairly recently, it was thought that a baby's sex was determined by the mother's cells. Or at least, it was believed that the sex was determined by the male and female cells together.
Okay, so do you know XX and what's the other one?
XXX
and XY. XY is for male. XX for female. Who determines the sex of the baby? Is the father, because the mother always have X. If the father have Y, then it becomes a boy. If the father have X, then it becomes a girl. So who determines that?
Dad.
The father, not the mother. Okay? So whenever you blame a wife, you're not giving boys, all your children are girls, and well, why are you blaming her? You are the one who determines whether it's a you are the one who's don't produce enough Y chromosomes. Okay? Can you read Zainab here down?
The Quran is the only ancient book that states that the sex is determined by the sperms. He has created both sexes, male and female, from a drop of sperm which has been ejected.
That's the statement on the Quran. Allah determined the gender. Allah determined the gender from the male. Okay? Allah saying that the gender is determined by the male. Okay? And that was unlike the beliefs and the books and the ancient world where it says that woman brings only boys, that woman brings only girls, and they put it on the woman. And the fact it's on the man. Go ahead. Okay, about the order of formation of the baby into his mother's womb. Can you read?
Embryology is the branch of science that studies the development of the embryo in the mother's womb. Until very recently, embryologists assumed that the bones and muscles in an embryo developed at the same time. Recent research proved that during the seventh week, it is the skeleton that begins to spread throughout the body, and the bones take their familiar shapes. At the end of the seventh week and during the eighth week, the muscles take their shape and the bone forms.
Can you read the ayah? All
right. We then form the drop into a clot.
That's the Quran, huh?
And forms the clot into a lump, and forms the lump into bones, and clothes the bones in flesh, and then brought him into being as another creature. Blessed be God, the best of creators.
Subhanallah. Go on, keep going. Now, among the stages of baby formation, these are stages, one after another. Go ahead, Zain.
We did create the human from a clay product. Then we placed a drop of sperm, nutfa, in a place firmly fixed. Then we made the sperm into a leech structure, alaqa. Then of that leech we made a tooth-like structure. Then we made out of that tooth-like structure bones and pulled the bones with flesh.
Remember, the key words here that I want to highlight is leech-like structure and chewed-like structure. Chewed-like structure. Okay? Go on, Zain.
This verse from the Quran follows and identifies the stages of prenatal development as shown. Chewed-like, which means a drop or small amount of water.
Okay.
Just uncover it and unclick it and click it. Click it back. I don't think so. Okay, go on.
Idam, which means bones or skeleton. Kisa ul idam bil alam.
Let's go to the second one.
Yeah, go to
the second one. Okay, so Allah said it's a leash. It's a chewed-like structure. It's a leash-like structure. That's the human embryo. That's a picture of the human embryo into the mother's womb. And that's the leash.
Which the leash?
It says what B is the leash.
The leash is what we used to eat?
No. It's a leash animal. Is a blood-sucking animal.
Oh.
See? It is like the leash.
So what?
They're similar. Just like Allah says, we have changed it into leash-like structure. This is one of the steps. The next stage, go on. Or actually, back here, read this.
Oh, okay. Professor Moore is the author of the book entitled The Development.
And he's not a Muslim.
He's Professor Emeritus of Anatomy and Cell Biology at the University of Toronto, Canada, where he was Associate Dean of Basic Sciences at the Museum of Medicine and the Chairman of the Department of Anatomy. He is the JCB Grant Award from the Canadian Association of Anatomists. Basically, very popular, well-known scientist.
Go on. Okay, do you see the chewed-like structure? That's the baby, and that's the chewed gum, or the chewed piece of meal. Subhanallah. This thing is like microscopic. You need a microscope to be able to see this. I'm sorry, to be able to see this. Now, where did Prophet Muhammad get hold of a microscope and compare, and he said it's a chewed-like structure?
Microscopes were in the
16th
century.
Right, but at the, yes, exactly. But that wasn't available, this knowledge. Allah says, mudgha, alaqa. Alaqa is the leash-like structure. Mudgha is chewed-like structure. Very descriptive words, very accurately describing the shape.
Chewed gum is always like that.
Chewed gum or chewed piece of meat. Oh. Exactly look like this, see? There is a similarity between both. I think this is the head, huh? They look the same.
Okay.
Chewed-like structure. Look the same. Hmm? They look the same. Go ahead. That's why Allah says mudgha, mudgha. When you chew on something. Okay. Now, they were making tube babies. You know about the tube babies, guys?
What?
Tube babies? Babies coming out of tubes?
Tubes?
Yes, they take the sperm and the egg, mix them into a tube, and let the baby grow. They blend it back. Yes, that's tube babies. You understand tube babies?
Something about that's actually real.
Yes, they mix the sperm and the egg in one glass.
How big is the tube?
Hmm?
Pretty big. The tube.
No, they mix. The egg and the sperm, both of them are microscopic.
Is it growing in the tube?
He's not. Go ahead.
Like, if they make it like you, then the baby would grow inside?
No.
No. They're saying that they're trying to form a successful embryo in the tube.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they mix it, make sure it's successful, and then they put it back into the mother's womb.
Oh. Because some mothers, there's something wrong. The tube where the baby can't come out. Like my great aunt Fontanelle, she has this problem where if she were to get a fertilized egg, it would get stuck in one of her inner tubes and it wouldn't come out.
Okay, so that's what they do. Now they figured out, look at this surprise. They figured out that if they do it in the light, the baby becomes deformed. So it has to be done in the darkness or it will fail. Right? Can you read?
That scientists discovered that if the mixing of the sperm and the egg took place in light, the resulting fetus will deform and die. Allah created you in the womb of your mother.
That's the verse now. The Quran says what?
One form of creation after another in three veils of darkness.
You know, can you guess what are those three veils of darkness?
No.
The darkness caused by the stomach, skin, and the darkness by the wall of the womb, and another darkness by the what's that last thing that the baby's
membrane.
Membrane.
It's right there.
So three layers of darkness. Okay, go on. Okay. Expanding universe. They found that the universe is expanding, right? Let's read what the verse is saying. Huh?
And it is we who have constructed Hello? The heaven with might. And verily, it is we who are steadily expanding.
Can I hear it again? And we are the ones who are...
Who are steadily expanding it.
Steadily expanding it. And the universe scientifically was proven that it's expanding. Can you read this, Zainab?
Until the dawn of the 20th century, the only view prevailing in the world of science was that the universe has a constant nature, and it has existed since infinite time. The research, observations, and calculations carried out by means of modern technology, however, have revealed that the universe, in fact, had a beginning, and that it constantly expands.
So it started small, and it's expanding. Just like the Big Bang sort of thing.
Big Bang Theory.
Let's move on.
Big Bang. Oh, the TV show.
Go on. Okay, you remember the iron story that I told you? That the iron has to come from far away?
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Yes. So let's move on.
Yes. How many slides are left? Move on.
When it's exactly three more minutes. Three more minutes. Yep. Go ahead. Positions of the star. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah, we did.
Yes, go ahead. The sun has its own light, but the moon is reflecting the light of the sun. It doesn't have its own light. Okay.
For further research.
For further research. All right, guys.
Yeah.
I hope it affects you the way it affected me. Watch the wire. Yes, thank you, Zaina. Are you TAing the next class? Oh, okay. Taking another? No, I'm talking about this coming next.
Oh, no, I have three different classes, which is kind of weird, because when I came to get the classes, there was only different classes available. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just...
Oh, okay, so you're TAing at a different one.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay. First period is room 11, then this period is room 4, and then my last period is room 1.
Room 1, okay. I might, if Lena doesn't show up, I might come and steal you to do the same thing. Then the...
Yeah, it'll be fine. You usually don't really do much in room
1. Can I keep the cable?
Oh, you're going to keep it? Okay.
I'll give it back because I'm going to do the same thing with Islamic
studies. Okay. So, yes, you need me. Usually 5 minutes into class, they see if they need me or not. You could just come and I'll go.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's really cool. Cause when my dad told me about the scientific stuff in this con, it was most about the babies. I didn't know about the universe or anything else.
So many of them.
Cool.
Salaam alaikum. Mm-hmm.